Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're in the last stretch of our live show from Fortune Bay in Tower, Minnesota. Our theme is change. Earlier, my cousin Slim announced he was going to try to harvest wild rice with a jet ski. How is that going, Slim?
Well, I've had a change of heart.
I am very glad to hear that.
You know, I made a new friend. He explained a few things to me, and they made sense.
Okay, so who's that?
Well, he's right here. This is Rob Fairbanks, the Res reporter.
Welcome, Rob Fairbanks.
Yeah, I was talking to Slim there, and I told him, I said, wild rice is native to America. So you gotta be a Native American to go wild ricing. And every Native American knows you gotta pass the test. I told him that test, you know, every Native American knows is you gotta be able to knock all the pine needles off a pine tree. Just using your knockers there. And Slim there, he couldn't even do it.
I mean, I've been told I was a lot better with the knockers than I was at that particular moment, but...
Yeah, Slim, I told you, you're not being a Native American, you're being a Native American't. Yeah, and I told him, though, I said, you know, I don't like to call myself Native American. Oh, it's too politically correct. I said, I call myself Indian. That's pronounced Indian. That's capital N, capital D, capital N. Indian. Not to be confused with American Indian. Oh, because I'm not warriorish enough. Or militant enough to call myself American Indian. No, I call myself Indian. Not just because it looks cool, but because Indian stands for never doing nothing. My relatives always call me and they say, "What you doing today?" I say, "Nothing." My mom calls me and says, "What you doing next week?" I say, "Nothing." My lady says, "What you gonna do with your life in 5 years?" I say, "Nothing." It's also, you can use it next time the cops say, "So the suspect that took your TV was Native American?" You can say, "Nah, this was an Indian." So it's good to be here because, you know, so I'd like to tell people that, you know, it's a known secret that I'm half Dakota and half Ojibwe. And sometimes I go back to Assistant there in South Dakota to go see my relatives, and I like to tell them about my Ojibwe ways, you know, because they don't know. They don't know the Ojibwe way, and they don't know, so I like to tell them stuff. You know, I tell them about snaring. Snaring's when you put the wire out in the woods and you put a loop there, and the rabbit runs through there, and it chokes him, and you get him. And that's how you got your rabbits back in the day. So I was telling my relatives there back in Assistant, and they didn't know, they didn't understand. So I went out and showed them what snaring was. And wouldn't you know it, I'm the first man ever to snare a buffalo. just blew their minds. They'd never seen that done before. So every time I go back to Assistant, go see my relatives, they always say, "Look, here comes Buffalo Choker." That's it.
Rob Fairbanks. Well, Cousin Slim, I'm glad to hear you've given up your wild rice scheme.
Yeah, you bet. I'm a changed man. From now on, every crazy get-rich-quick scheme I try will be culturally sensitive and environmentally friendly. Besides, Rob and I have a new idea.
Oh no.
Yeah, we're going to start a cable news network.
That's right. You know, them cable stations always trying to sensationalize the news. We're going to be the first cable network to cater to people whose TV don't work. We're going to call it No TV.
No TV. Always on, as far as you know.
There you go. Rob Fairbanks and the Res Reporter. My cousin Slim. Thanks, guys.